I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm continuing the music program for your entertainment. I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. It's an American mezzo-soprano. And I'm going to play a special recording to conclude my program today, recognising the visit of the Bayer Garrett steam engine to Bathurst.
It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other.
Do win. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we'll have the world and all its charm. And when this world is through with us, we'll have each other. You've got to win a little, and even learn to sing the blues a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
The Glory of Love. It was written in 1936 by Billy Hill, recorded in Melbourne more than 20 years later. And before that, Morgana King sang the Gershwin composition, For You, For Me. I'm going to remember now a couple of birthdays, one for a vocalist and one for an orchestra leader.
Sucks. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the skirt, who is doing him dirt. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet, and everyone ends in misery. The gay may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world.
That's Entertainment, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, sung by Frances Gumm, who we knew as Judy Garland. Today was the anniversary of her birth in 1922.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself? It was my way.
My Way, recorded by Frank Sinatra in 1969 with the orchestra conducted very impressively by Don Costa, who was born this day in 1925.
Our opener tonight is the old standard, Just You, Just Me, which is enjoying something of a revival, they tell me. John Scott, Just You, Just Me.
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us.
Just us.
Just we.
Just we.
I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee. What are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you. Just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you.
Just you, just me.
Let's find a cozy spot where we can cuddle and coo.
Just us, just we.
Man, I've missed an awful lot. Looks like my trouble is you.
Oh, gee.
What are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you. Just me. Let's find a cozy spot. I'll tie a lover's knot. Round, round.
Wonderful you. Just you.
You heard Bing Crosby give the orchestra leader John Scott Trotter the cue in that recording from radio, Just You, Just Me, recorded in 1952 with Judd Conlon's Rhythmaires, and the song was written by Jesse Greer and Raymond Calages, who was born this day in 1888. You Still Love Me Tomorrow, sung by the Shirelles. The leading singer of the Shirelles, Shirley Owens, was born this day in 1941, and the song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carol King.
The old years turn to new, my heart keeps calling. I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine, my Charmaine. I wonder when bluebirds are praying, will I do say. I wonder if ever you think of me too. I'm waiting, my charming, for you.
Time for my singer of renown, or it will be in a minute or so. But that recording was an interesting one. It was written by Erno Rappee and Lou Pollock. Charmaine, they also wrote a song titled Diane. And the recording that you heard was by Arthur Tracy, who was known as the street singer. My name's Graham Pascoe. I'm presenting morning music for you, as I do each Monday morning on 2MCFM, your community radio station. We broadcast on 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we stream on 2MCE.org. Sometime last year, I began to play each week a recording by whom I call my singer of renown. It's an honour to the ABC radio program presented by John Carger, many, many years ago, singer of renown. And I play a recording about this time of a singer who might not normally be included in my program. And today, it's an American mezzo-soprano, Shirley Verrett. She made her operatic debut in New York in 1958 and achieved great fame in the late 1960s right through to the 1990s. She was a mezzo-soprano, but also from the 1970s sang soprano roles. In this recording, she sings with Montserrat Caballé, a Spanish soprano, and the recording of the Barker role from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman begins with Shirley Verrett singing her role as a mezzo-soprano. My singer of renown, Shirley Verrett, sang Barcarolle with Bonserrat Caballé. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth in 1891 of songwriter Cole Porter. I wondered what I should play to honour that occasion, and I chose this one.
I'm so pathetic that I always abound it best, instead of getting them off of my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Branding. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. Your gobble salary. Your cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge scholar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're repose. You're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're the basic grand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master. You're Mrs. Astor. You're Pepsodent. You're romance. You're the steps of Russia. You're the pants on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Come and meet those dancing feet, blah, 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 blah. On the avenue I'm taking you to 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet, blah, 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 blah. It's a song I love, that melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s in a 7th Street. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat, blah, 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 side by side. They're glorified, where the whole world meets success and defeat. 42nd Street, hardy gaudy, sort of sporty, 42nd Street. 42nd Street, 42nd Street, on the avenue I'm taking you. 42nd Street, 42nd Street. Song I love, the melody of.
Come and meet those dancing feet, York, you'll find the crowds all there. In the middle, it's a part of little old New York, runs into old Times Square. You'll find an awful lot of rhythm, no one seems to care. If you have a little time to spare, I want to take you there.
Porter sang You're the Top, a song which he wrote for a show called Anything Goes in the 1930s. And that was followed by 42nd Street, the title song of an early 1930s motion picture, and was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren, sung by the Boswell sisters. And I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth in 1905 of the oldest of the three Boswell sisters, Martha.
And now we open Song of Australia with a query. How can a man run a farm, compose songs, paint, play many instruments, yet still find time to be Australia's most beloved comedian? The answer is George Wallace. That sounds crazy, but so is George. For without that touch of slightly demented humour, he'd never have become the great comic who has us chuckling reminiscently long after the show's over. Here's a song he wrote, A Brown Slouch Hat. Joan Blake sings it, and it needs no introduction, for you know it already.
There is a symbol we love and adore it. You'll see it daily wherever you go. Long years have passed since our fathers once wore it. What is that symbol that we should all know? It's a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it, for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory. Don't you thrill as young Bill passes by? Don't you beam at that gleam in his eye? Head erect, shoulders square, tunic spick and span. Every inch a soldier and every inch a man. As they swing down the street, aren't they grand? Three abreast to the beat of the band. What do we remember when the boys have passed along, marching by so brave and strong? Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it, for all straight for victory.
That, of course, was a recording from Australian radio broadcast during the Second World War. This is a recording made a couple of years after the war.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whippin' hoops assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting them a-burning and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lads who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba, am I too late?
song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, sung by June Christie. Before that, Bing Crosby with Fred Waring's orchestra sang Whiff and Poof Song, a song that had been written in 1909 for the Yale University Glee Club, the Whiff and Poof Society.
Every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
He
kinda sorta looks like me. For I'm the boy whose only joy is loving you, who worries till he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember.
Remember Me, sung by Chick Henderson, and before that, Frank Sinatra sang You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, both songs written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. I was looking for a song recording to recognise the visit of the Bayer Garrett steam engine to our area this weekend, and I found this one. It's not meant to be an omen.
Was in the year of 89 on that old Chicago line when the winter wind was blowing shrill. The rails were froze, the wheels were cold, and then the air brakes wouldn't hold, and number 9 came roaring down the hill. Oh, the runaway train came down the track and she blew. The runaway train came down the track and she blew. The runaway train come down the track, the whistle wide and the throttle back, and she blew. Oh, the engineer said the train must halt, and she blew. The engineer said the train must halt, and she blew. The engineer said the train must halt. He said it was all the fireman's fault, and she blew, 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 blew. The fireman said he rang the bell and she blew. The fireman said he rang the bell and she blew. The fireman said he rang the bell. The engineer said you did like and she blew. Oh, the porter got an awful fright and she blew. The porter got an awful fright and she blew. The porter got an awful fright. He got so scared that he turned white and she blew. Oh, a drummer sat in the parlor car and she blew. A drummer sat in the parlor car and she blew. A drummer sat in the parlor car and he nearly swallowed a fat cigar and she blew, 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 blew. The runaway train went over the hill and she blew. The runaway train went over the hill and she blew. The runaway train went over the hill and the last we heard she was going still and she blew, 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 blew.
Oh, that was Vernon Dalhart, The Runaway Train, recorded in 1925. Hope you enjoyed that and I hope you enjoyed my program.